Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to Him. Let me encourage you from this book of Luke chapter 15 verse 7. It says, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Isn't that beautiful scripture? My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches that man does not seek after God, but that God initiates the search for the lost man. The 99 is based on Luke chapter 15 verses 3 to 7, presents a vivid picture of the scriptural truth. And my dear brothers and sisters, we were once lost, but now we are found. We had gone astray, but our shepherd of our soul, the Lord Jesus, has found us. And it's not only that, but He came through when we were totally in the wilderness, when we were going through our dry times, when we were alone and in solitude, when we were crying and weeping on our own, and there was no shoulder to lean on. When you were all alone, the Lord was with you. He came after you. He sought you. And more than anything, we were gone astray. You and I had gone astray. We went away mostly by our choice. We go away from the Lord, go away from the shepherd, thinking that we are, you know, better knowing than what God has in store for our lives. And we go away from our shepherd. We do not hear the shepherd's voice. And so the Lord comes after us. He's a good shepherd of our soul. He comes after that one soul that is lost, one sheep that is lost, one sheep that has gone astray. My dear brothers and sisters, let's not be away from our Father today. Let us draw nigh to Him. Let us come close to Him. Let us walk along with Him, like Elijah walked with God, like Enoch walked with God, and they were taken up into glory. And they did not see physical death on earth, and they are somewhere near the presence of the Lord, you know, in their physical form. And for millenniums of age, they are there for a long, long period of time. God is able to do mighty things, great things. God is able to do amazing things in our midst. And therefore, I would encourage you that today, if you are going away from your shepherd, if you're going away from your shepherd's voice, if you're going away and are getting lost, then come back. There is always U-turns on the road, on the journey. Take that U-turn before you hit a dead end, and there'll be no turning back. So my dear brothers and sisters, the Spirit of the Lord is calling you. Come, my child. Come, my son. Come, my daughter. I love you. I care about you. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is calling you with His voice, is calling you out. Come, my son. His arms are ever loving and ever open for every son and daughter to come to His presence. So today, lift your heart and voice and praise to God for sending His Son to seek and to find you when you were lost and indifferent to Him. Amen. Somebody around is lost in your congregation, in your neighborhood, in your family. Pray for them, call them, meet with them, speak to them, and get them restored back to the fellowship. That's the heart of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are honored and privileged to live yet another day in your presence, alive in the land of the living. Oh Lord God Almighty, we thank you for that. We thank you for the breath in our nostrils. We thank you that today we are the sheep of your pasture. Lord, we thank you today that we are hearing your voice. Lord, today we thank you that we are close to you. And Abba Father, I pray that Lord, if ever our hearts become indifferent and our hearts become stout and filled with pride, you will give us the grace, O Lord, to embrace humility and to come back to the Father's house, come back to the to the shepherd of our soul, to the bishop of our souls, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we'll never go away from you, Lord. No worldly attraction, no sin will keep us away from the presence of Jesus. Today, O Lord, I pray that you will bless your people as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. You will be with them. You will uphold them with your righteous hand. You will lead them and guide them. And Lord, I pray you will keep them from the evil one. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. O Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they are healed and made whole. Hallelujah. And Father God, we want to say thank you. Your word tells us in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Today, give us the grace to repent from our sin and draw nigh unto you, Lord. Today, give us the grace that we will walk united in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, we bless you, we give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a wonderful day ahead of you and a great weekend in the presence of Jehovah. Bye for now.